Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, organisers of the Festival of Speed event say that it's gone for good after they had to cancel this year's show last minute due to not being able to get appropriate insurance. The event that showcases celebrity rally drivers pulled the plug last week after insurers requested that rally cars remain static during demonstrations. Well, joining us now on the line is the general manager of Goran Park in Kilkenny, where the festival was due to be held, Eddie Scally. And you're welcome, Eddie, to the programme this evening. I imagine this wasn't an easy decision.
No, it wasn't. Thanks very much for having me on this evening. But no, it was very difficult because it was so late in the day when we made a decision on Wednesday evening, with the event due to take place on the Sunday. That, you know, it got very late. But the problem that we had was that, as you said in your intro there, the insurance companies had insisted on a static show, and we've been showcasing this and selling it at the Goran Festival of Speed for the last 6 years, and it wouldn't make for much of a spectacle for people coming and expecting to see a speed event where every car is parked and you get to go and have a look at them parked. It was just ridiculous, and we felt that the backlash by cancelling late would be far better than the backlash of running the event and not having anything driving.
And did you see this coming at all? I mean, had there been any indications in the last couple of years that this might, clearly it wasn't an issue in the last couple of years, so when did you get wind that this was going to be a problem?
Yeah, well, over the last 6 years, this would have been the seventh year of the festival, and we've changed nothing in the process, if you get me, of what we do. There might be different exhibitors on the day. We might have a different kind of centrepiece. You know, 1 year it was like trapeze artists. This year it was going to be, you know, a Thunder BMX group and whatnot. So it's different type of that. But the track side of things doesn't change. It might be a different main drivers or whatever. So the first year we ran the festival, we had no problem getting insurance. There was, you know, many insurance companies had thrown in pitches, and we went with the one we felt was the best value for money. But over the last number of years, it became increasingly difficult to find a policy that would match our event and take the event. The policies went from costing 650, 700 euro up to costing 4,000 and 5,000 euro, which we could live with that. There was no problem. But last year, we ran into serious difficulties trying to get the event insured because there was really nobody from the English market looking at our insurance. Like, every year prior to that, it was English companies that insured us. And last year, none of them really showed any interest or any appetite for it. And we ended up having to get a company in France to insure the event. But the reason we got it over the line was because we were in COVID restrictions at the time last year. We ran the event and it was restricted to 500 people. So it was easier to get it. But this year, when we went pushing for it, the English market's completely gone. They have no interest in looking at it. And when we spoke to other people in motorsport, they were warning us that, you know, we were going to run into serious problems as we went down the line. And, you know, right up until, you know, Tuesday evening, I think, was the last of the insurance quotes that came back to me. And it was just the red lines on all the insurance quotes that came back to us with different aspects that they were insisting on. And the biggest one being there was no insurance company willing to allow rally drivers to drive on the track.
Wow. And what other stipulations were there that they were looking for?
There was a good few of them. Like, one of the, every person that comes into our event has to bring their own insurance, which is fine. Any of the exhibitors and do have that. So when we got all of their insurances back to us, like, one of the exhibitors' insurance policy clearly stated that they wouldn't pay out on any claims awarded in an Irish court, that they had to be heard in an English or a UK jurisdiction. So basically, one of the display teams that were going to be putting on a show were saying to us that if a claim was met against them, that their insurance company would only represent it and pay the claim if it was met in the UK court, because they felt, you know, specifically he said that they felt that the payouts in the Irish courts were far greater and much harder for insurance companies to cover. Okay. That the payouts are much higher over here. So it's really unfortunate, but it's where we are. And I think, you know, the feedback we've received from all the other events and people that are running events similar to us is that they're all running with the same problems.
What other events are running into similar problems then?
The pony racing are struggling hugely to get insurance for that. Like, they've been doing pony racing for 300 years. Now we're struggling to get their insurance. The points in the horse racing sphere as well struggle up on the last minute to get insurance to run this year's point-to-point seat. It's going to be another issue again next year. I spoke to one of the go-karting tracks that does, I'm sure you've all done it, and lots of your listeners have brought their kids go-karting, and it's a fun day out. Go-karts don't have seatbelts. The insurance company was insisting on one of the go-karting tracks to get seatbelts installed in all their go-karts. You know, it's becoming a major, major issue that insurance companies no longer are willing to insure anything with any form of risk attached to it. And the reason we take out insurance is to protect us against the risks, against the dangerous thing.
So it sounds like this festival won't be back, and there may be question marks over other types of events, potentially risky events, not being able to go ahead as well. Is there anything that you can see then that can be done, that needs to be done?
Like, what needs to be done is some form of a fund needs to be made available or put in place. Like, I'm not blaming the government, and I'm not blaming the insurance companies either, or the courts. It's collection. It's everything. It's all where we're creating the perfect storm. I know within the GAA is another example there. I believe they're using an injury fund now for players' injury because they can't get insurance against it. It's a very similar form of insurance. But some form of a fund needs to be put together because, you know, every sport and every kind of divisional thing like that, everything like that comes with some form of risk, horse riding, rally driving, whatever it is, something has got, there's some risk attached to it. And I don't know the answer, but there has to be some form of fund. Like, we were willing to pay whatever insurance premium we requested. It was just, they literally wouldn't give us
the first place. Yeah, okay. Eddie Scally, interesting to talk to you, and thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Eddie Scally, General Manager of Gorham Park in Kilkenny, where that festival, the Festival of Speed, has come to a stop.